sports betting program that comes out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated Thunderdome. I am Tone Diggs.
Atta baby Tone.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian sensation. He is a bearded wonder.
What? Good day, Teddy.
Good day to you, Bruce. How are we?
What's going on, dude?
What is going on, Bruce?
Twas the night before madness, and all through the house, everyone's placing their futures, betting the house.
That a baby. I was wondering how you're going to get there. Well done. Well done. Mid, how are we?
Pretty good, Tony. Pretty good.
Pretty good. Today, we will do tonight's playing games.
And tomorrow.
And tomorrow up until 4 p.m.
Ooh, 4 p.m., you say?
I assume we will be on air.
Ooh, 4 p.m., you say?
That felt like the best way to do it. Okay?
Fuck juiced up, Tony.
You're the host, bro.
I don't think there's any NHL.
Brother. There's two games, brother.
There's a lot of NBA games, but guess what?
It's March Madness.
Brother.
There's only one spread under... I don't want Mitt to come after me here, so I'll be safe. Under 9, I think.
Oh, fucking Tony. Tony didn't have his Tony Tigers this morning.
I think there's only one game under 9.
It's fucking moneyline parlay in the NBA season, okay? That's just what it is. It's just where you have to live at this moment in time.
But he's on international break?
Yes, it is. I did figure out the U.S. Open Cup, though.
Okay. People are...
It is just the early going, I believe.
Yeah, and there is 100 teams in this.
Okay, good to know. All right, now we figured it out.
Huge win.
Yeah.
For the Vermont Green in that last night.
God bless you.
Thank you. The Vermont Green had a...
All right, who cares?
No, hold on. I got to find it because it was pretty important.
I'll look as well.
Is this a cop team that we're talking about?
The story of the team is rather hysterical.
Is it?
Is it Ford Madison FC?
The team is El Farolito.
Yeah.
Yes. Big win last night.
They're an amateur side named after a chain of burrito restaurants in San Francisco.
Hell yeah.
They knocked off the Portland Timbers Twos.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's a tough loss for the Twos.
Yeah. And they got a red card in the 53rd, which probably hampered the Timber Two effort.
Yeah, the tweet says low-level soccer live and well. In the
yeah, it is. Yeah, yes, it is. So,
it is. We're building soccer.
I'm Sunday on board. I'm on board with the El Farolitos, whoever they're playing the second.
Yeah, I'll be rooting hard for the Vermont Green to continue their dynastic run.
Let's roll through the tournaments, okay?
Come on!
Last night I went 1-1. Wagner and Howard blew through the total. Colorado State and Virginia easily went under. So I was 1-1 in those ones.
That Wagner Howard game had me uncontrollably upset.
Wagner,
I had a complete. We were both on Howard, but I had the complete opposite reaction where I just started dying laughing.
Well, the end, I was laughing at how it ended, but the strategy when a team has 7 players.
Gotta push it.
To not fucking just attack that team.
To not go to the low post for the entire second half.
The coach was having a laugh at the end of the game as well.
How could you not?
I don't know what happened.
How could you not have a laugh after you miss 4 to tie 3 points?
Hey, there would have been a lot of people mad if they didn't foul up 3 there, if they came close on any one of those shots.
And then Colorado State obviously just destroyed Virginia because they stink.
Yeah, that was the worst tournament game I've ever witnessed in my life.
So Colorado State is...
A couple of Virginia games like that.
Colorado State is only getting 2.5 against Texas, so that tells you everything you need to know there.
Yes. I like Texas there, I will say.
Yeah, I think Texas is going to go on a little run. Not a big one, though.
Tonight, we start with Grambling, Montana State. Montana State is 4.5-point favorites. Totals at 133.5. I got nothing for this one.
Yeah, I hate to do this as well. I love betting college basketball. This one ain't...
There's not a side.
I don't fancy...
me either.
I fancy Montana State's head coach. Okay. That is the only nugget that I found that I was like, I would like to wager on that man.
Fancy this?
I don't really want to lay the points, but I will for the sake of living life.
Okay. Yeah. All right. And then Colorado Boise is your nightcap. I am going to... I had Colorado money line early. It's 160 now.
Boise is
Don't care.
I'll lay the 160.
Yeah.
Yeah, Boise is the linchpin of the Mountain West woes. They are 0-9 in the tournament. Does that end tonight? I doubt it. Colorado's pretty athletic, and that seems to be the Mountain West main problem.
Colorado was probably the best Pac-12 team at the end of the year before Oregon caught fire in the tournament. So I love Colorado tonight.
Okay. Yeah. Team ride?
Team ride, Colorado. Go
now buff. Let's move to tomorrow.
Go Buff.
Okay? Yep. When the action starts.
Go Buff.
Oh, wait. I got something for tonight, too.
Okay.
I got Seton Hall money line.
Well, let's not Indiana do the
State money line.
Let's not do the NIT right yet.
Okay.
We'll get to it. All don't right. you worry.
All right.
I don't know how this college basketball stuff works.
Okay. Tomorrow, 12:15, first game, Michigan State versus Mississippi State. Basically a pick 'em. I got Mississippi State on the money line.
Ooh.
Well, actually, I lied. I got Mississippi State plus the 1.5.
I'm dying with Mizzo. Dying with Mizzo.
There you go.
Yep. I got Michigan State money line.
Yeah, me too. I'm starting my day off with Izzo.
Okay. Duquesne, BYU, 9.5 is the number I'm
looking at. This better be a team ride. Buy it up to 10.5. Let it fly. The Dukes will cover or die trying.
Yeah, I like the Dukes catching 9.5.
Can I just ask you?
Tony, don't fucking do this.
Hold on. Let me speak.
Can I ask
you why you decided you needed to buy it to 10.5 because in case they kick a field goal at the end? Or?
Okay, so I do get a lot of shit for this.
Bruce loves buying random points.
But I will not be there with the rest of the sad saps in the sports book crying when a buzzer beater meaningless shot goes in and the Dukes lose by 10. I will buy a point. I will get off Vegas's number. I will pay them the 10 cents. I will lose my shirt in the long term. I don't fucking care.
All right. Tony. I just needed to hear it.
I see 9.5, so I'm buying to 10.5. I know that they don't kick field goals.
I might be an asshole.
Kind of do.
But I'm on the Dukes 9.5.
All right, I'm on the Dukes too.
Yeah.
Dukes 9.5.
I wasn't going to take it, but.
You have to.
Now we're going to land on 10. So you guys better buy a point.
Akron and Creighton, I have nothing.
No,
13.5.
I kind of think Creighton just beats the shit out of them, but I don't love Creighton.
Technically should have lost the championship game in the MAC. They, for some reason, fouled after hitting the game winning shot.
Yeah, that was a tough way to go down for the Zips there. I think it's too many.
Okay.
I like Akron catching 13.5.
Yeah. All right.
Let's go there.
We got Long Beach State going up against Arizona. 19.5 was a lot for me. I decided to take the Arizona team total over 90.
Ooh.
Don't hate it.
I'm going back to the well here. I think it's too many. I got Long Beach State plus 20.5.
Okay.
I have Long Beach State plus 20.5. And because could be this coach's last fucking game with them, I'm going to sprinkle on a money line. We'll put like 10, 15 bucks on it.
Is he retiring?
I mean, I don't know, but
No. This is the coach fired. That got fired.
Yeah, he's
Oh, I see.
He's
but he's
out of a job
but
already.
But he is the interim.
He's the interim he for himself.
Okay, so he's just a lame duck interim. I'm with the shits, boys. Yeah, I'll take Long Beach State as well.
Let's go.
Versus 16. Wagner is 25-point dogs. I got nothing.
So circling back to Wagner playing slow and them having 7 players. This is a situation where I'm laying 24.5 with UNC.
Morehead State versus Illinois. I will take the 12 with Morehead.
I love Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're going on a run. 12 does feel like a lot, so I'm on Morehead State as well.
Okay. Both of us on that one. Anyone in the back?
Nah.
And then we got a 4 o'clocker.
I love both these teams.
I
hate that they're playing in the first round.
I'm taking South Carolina.
Oh,
I'm taking the Ducks.
Yes, brother. Ducks got hot at the right
brothers.
Time. Brothers.
Welcome
brothers.
To Hammer Down, brother.
We just hit the 4 o'clock, brother. Oregon at South Carolina. What say you, brother?
Oregon, South Carolina. I took Oregon in my brackets, brother.
Okay.
Okay, brother.
I'm on the game.
So you guys already passed Michigan State, Mississippi State.
We did.
State,
of MSU. I took Mississippi State. He took Mizzo.
I took Mizzo, yeah.
Bruce took Mizzo.
Why Mississippi State because they're the underdog. I'm with you.
Bingo.
Why are you calling him Mizzo?
I just put March and Izzo together. I said Mizzo, like, and then Mizzo, I just ran with it.
Mizzo State, perhaps.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. That's sitting right there.
Yeah, we had it all up.
Been there for years.
And I just said, hey, let's not be idiots. All right? It's March. It's Izzo time. We have to take Michigan State. I don't care if you take the money line or if you go -1.5. That's what it's still at. We take Izzo. And then potentially, since I will not be on the show Friday to give this one out, you take him to be North Carolina.
Where are you going
to
be?
Well, we're going to be gone, so I don't know.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, we're
going to be gone. Yeah, probably.
I just thought about that one.
Breaking news.
Picks breaking, Thursday. Breaking.
Picks Thursday tomorrow. Thank you for...
Diggs will tweet his picks out anyway.
Sure. No, I just... You know, Mississippi State's 9-0 in neutral sites.
Yeah, but it's Mizzo in the morning.
It is Mizzo in the morning, Mizzo in the evening, Mizzo at supper time.
First game of the day, too. Let's go.
Okay, good luck. Even though I'm on the other team, I'm rooting for you.
Thank you.
Just like I expect you to be rooting the Dukes.
How are you feeling about the Dogs tonight?
I got the Dukes.
How are you feeling about the Dogs tonight, Carter?
Once again, I don't know shit about them. Right. So I feel good just because who the fuck knows? And my other thing is, I asked Diggs this. I was like, hey, just tell me, just scroll through. Tell me who's going to win no matter what. Just first look.
And I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Somebody did it.
No, Pac-Man said Auburn's going to win no matter what. Boom. I'm going right to whoever Auburn's playing, and I'm taking again, because I already took him. Boise State and Grambling are the two dogs still.
Okay. Yeah.
I feel great about Boise State because cool colors. And, you know.
I like your chances with Grambling.
Yeah. See, I don't like that one because Montana.
Yeah. Montana State is good, but the Colorado team's playing ball right now.
I like Boise State tonight.
Somebody tell them that they've never won a March Madness.
Yeah, Akron. I got all of them. I got all of them in. My favorite is Long Beach State.
They're going to win.
Long Beach State 20.5 is I know you got a money line.
Yeah, no, but I like them.
I think 20.5 is way too much.
People forget how cool their jerseys are. Do you guys remember their jerseys?
So cool.
Do you remember?
Yes, of course. The
yellow, black, beach.
So cool. Cursive writing.
I do have a play for tonight.
Okay.
In what?
NIT. Oh,
before this.
Oh, okay.
Virginia.
We are on to the NIT now.
Virginia never had a chance last night.
Yeah.
Colorado State. Well, how many points do you think they're dogs against Texas after they won last night? Just asking. Just guess.
How many points?
How many points do you think they're getting against Texas in the first round after they beat Virginia last night?
5.
2.
Oh, so they're really good.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see if I took them. Yeah, I did. +126.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go. See, that's good news. Bet tonight, easy. Easy. I don't know if this has come up yet.
No, we're starting NIT right now.
Robbie Avia, over 5.5 rebounds. Robbie Avia, over 3.5 assists. Robbie Avia over 17.5 points +363.
Okay. Good luck.
Lock it in.
I hope he comes home for you.
He's going to.
He will.
He's going to have a tough day tomorrow if he doesn't.
No one cares about the NIT, right?
Right? I don't know.
I mean, like let's just call it like in the lane. No one cares.
I know you didn't have eyes on it. Boston College of Providence was a phenomenal game last night.
You said it was better than both of them.
Oh, by far.
I mean, I'm going to watch Indiana State SMU probably. But, I mean, he's a sophomore. They win the NIT. They're in next year no matter what. So they don't have to deal with this shit.
I'm going to talk to him tomorrow. He's got to transfer.
No, he's got to
stay.
No.
Sycamore.
I can't believe you just said that.
What was that?
Indiana State's son.
We're all wearing tarps tomorrow.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
We're all wearing baby blue tarps.
In the days of NIL, come on.
I agree. He should get $1 million from Duke.
Sycamore might be giving it to him.
Oh, yeah. You think so?
No,
probably not. You think he bought those glasses on his own?
Maybe.
I doubt it.
I mean, do you imagine how many glasses he would sell?
So many.
They should get him.
All right. Well, you guys fucking
got to find a way to make money off of
him. You guys fan his flames tomorrow. I am going to push for him to transfer tomorrow.
Gee.
By the end of the show, he's going to be in the transfer window.
Let the kid enjoy him the transfer window.
You're going to cancel.
I kind of like what he's doing because we'd see him more. And like, I'm not going to Indiana State games. I don't care. So maybe you're onto something. I'm actually going to, if he doesn't hit this
think about
bet,
it. Think about
if he
it.
Doesn't hit this bet, he's okay.
Do we have
Fairfield?
Yeah.
Do Fairfield.
Are we going to the Fairfield women's game?
I don't know. I got to look through and see what that guy said.
All right.
I didn't see him say anything.
Good luck.
God bless.
Ever done.
And Mitt, now to your NIT.
Here we go, Mitt.
Are you on the same bet as Connor?
No, I'm not on any player props this evening. I'm throwing a Seton Hall moneyline parlayed with Indiana State moneyline. Okay. They're both -350 favorites, so that gets you about 150 on the money lines.
I got Indiana State with Wake Forest moneyline parlay.
Okay.
And then I like Princeton moneyline versus UNLV.
Okay. I learned my lesson. I am staying away from the NIT.
What do you mean?
Yeah, me too.
What?
I'm just saving my bullets for
save them.
Storm that's a brewing.
Save them for what matters.
Jeez.
Come on.
NBA, I got nothing.
I got Cavs money line I like.
Boom. Okay.
And I got Clippers, Suns, Celtics money line parlay.
Okay. Got Cavs money line. I like that. And then I have Pacers going into Detroit. I'm hoping Halliburton can kind of get off his schneid and cover the 10 there. Then I got Golden State Warriors with Memphis coming into town. Covering the 11. Pretty big spreads.
Okay. Yep. Okay. So Halliburton's assists are back to an affordable -150 over 10.5. He is averaging 11, struggling with his shot. Halliburton over 10.5 assists.
Okay.
All right. Good bet. Good find there, Bruce. I like that.
A lot of assists.
He is the assist king.
Yeah.
I should have done this earlier. I didn't even look at it.
What, NH?
No.
I got two plays in NH.
Take it. Go for it.
I got Kings moneyline, #Hockeywood versus Wild.
Yep. Ever heard of them?
And Stars and 60 versus the Yotes.
Ever heard of them? I like Hockeywood as well.
Tomorrow, 6:06 a.m.
Yep.
Oh, it's golf.
Musgrove versus Yamamoto.
Yamamoto's debut, pretty tough handicap because of that reason.
Yeah.
He did look absolutely disgusting in spring training. The back of my mind is kind of hoping that he does get shelled. Now, the Hard Rock famously.
Is he keeping the famous number 18?
I don't know. Is it available in Dodgers lore? I don't know. Do you know?
What are you
getting? I'm referring to the breaking news tweet.
What?
Yamamoto keeps the famous number 18.
Oh, I see. I did not write that section. Sad tweet.
Musgrove had a tough start to last year.
Mm-hmm.
I saw him get lit up for 8 runs in the first inning of spring ball.
So,
is it for sure Musgrove?
Yeah. Or that's what it's listed.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take
I got a play here.
First 5 -0.5 is -138 on the Dodgers.
Know where I'm going?
What's that?
Dad's first 5 +1.5 -160.
Yeah, so ESPN bet is seems a lot like the Hard Rock in terms of its first 5 baseball lines.
Okay.
I was debating whether or not I should be saying that out loud.
Shouldn't.
Why? They have the.
They're gonna change it.
Yeah, they are.
I don't want them to tighten up.
Yeah, but they've had the scroller on the
run line as well.
Yeah, They've had the scroller all
year. So I had a tough loss this morning on on Padres +2.5 full game -150, which is absurd.
I won't do this often, Bruce. A ball goes through a man's glove. I would right side that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you could.
I think you could.
You should. And Cronzone should have been playing with a first baseman's glove in the first place.
How do you fly to Seoul, South Korea for the first game of the year with a gigantic hole in your glove?
It wasn't even a first baseman's glove. He's playing with like a second baseman.
Well, it's also...
It didn't look like a
second baseman's glove. It was also the eighth inning. So assuming that hole, he didn't fly to South Korea with the hole.
Yeah, how many PPs are we running?
I assume he didn't know there was a hole in the glove.
You think he got a ripper through there earlier?
No, I bet like they're doing extended warm-ups because it's still kind of spring training, so they're ripping pitchers practice.
Brother.
Hello, brother.
Thank you, brothers.
Brother.
For acknowledging me with the amount of care.
Brother.
Much money to you. I can't hear you. I apologize for interrupting.
No.
I was just informed by Bailey McComas.
Oh, great.
Zito kind of with the ask Bill. The coin's dead?
Yeah.
What?
Is it?
Yeah, kind of.
Wait, why?
That's a Nick Morocco. Sleeping. That's a Nick Meraldo
question. I have this is news to me.
There's one man who owns the coin.
And if there's two people in the office who would have no knowledge of this at all, it'd be, I think the two names that you said would be the two farthest away from the coin imaginable.
Well, Nick says he's not even betting on anything. Like,
well, yeah, hockey sucks. It's only two games. And
I mean,
how come there isn't more coins? I thought the coin was a
winner. That's Nick's decision. You have to ask.
I mean, there's two.
The coin is.
I'm hearing it's dead.
There's two decent hockey games tonight. Nick can't even come in here and bet.
The coin's only lost one game this year.
Isn't this our thing? This is our horse.
Listen, I do not control it. I can't get mad about it. I don't question the owner of the
coin. I heard you wanted it dead too because you didn't announce it.
Yeah, you did. Who told you that?
Bailey.
Well, okay. Well, that guy doesn't know shit about fuck.
Oh, jeez.
I don't think Bailey. It was probably him.
No, it wasn't on me.
Remember? He didn't announce the coin with proper passion.
I yelled loud.
It was.
Yeah, it was.
Nobody heard it. Mitt knows.
I'm sorry. Did the coin win that time?
Yeah, I think it did. Guess what? None of us profited off it.
It did lose the last
time. It did lose when everyone came in here last time.
It did. That was Vegas.
So that's why it's dead.
No, the Knights, it's actually the Knights' fault.
Did the Knights win or the Knights lose?
We can't kill it.
Well, I mean.
It's not dead. I wouldn't trust.
I like the coin.
You know, and I know you can't trust anything that comes out of Zito's mouth. What? And Bailey, I mean, Jesus. Just happened. Can't have those two talking about this show.
I mean, they're not wrong, dude. The coin has shown up
once. Yeah, but there's twice one. There's that's one man.
I mean,
we can't bicker about it between us. The coin belongs to one man.
Yeah.
We tried. Remember, we tried to transfer the coin to baseball season.
Boy, did that not work.
Remember?
Yeah. Coin is not a baseball.
Remember? Yeah. That was probably had the fucking flowers.
It is a hockey coin.
On the fucking, I mean.
Do we have anything else?
No.
I don't want to fade Yamamoto, so I'm not going to do the dads plus 1.5 first five, even though that probably is the right thing to do.
Are you going to join me on the Dodgers or?
Don't join.
No, if I was joining you on the Dodgers, though, what I would do is probably a half unit on the Padres plus 1.5 first five, okay. And then a full unit on the Dodgers plus a half minus 225, okay. Because these lines are so goddamn soft. I'm about to.
Well, then do it. Quit fucking talking about
it. Do it.
Middle it, Bruce.
I stand by what I said. Baseball should have the morning game like they do in the EPL.
Sure.
It feels like the Mets are always playing at 11 a.m. on every Wednesday you look up.
So on the West Coast, there was games that started at 9 a.m. obviously.
Yeah. Yeah.
I enjoyed today walk in the Hawk House, get on the elliptical, me and Mitter chopping it up, watching ball.
It was pretty fun.
It was pretty
fun. No, it's great.
It was legitimately, I enjoyed it.
I woke up and immediately rushed to Gamecast to look at the score of Dodgers Padres.
Yeah.
And I loved it. I couldn't sleep last night because of the Dodgers Padres. I had to wait for Colorado State to finish in grade so that I couldn't sleep.
I understand it. Just had to fucking mute seat, fucking kicked him out of the chat.
Did you?
Yeah,
you did.
He was trying to spew nonsense. Good job.
We can't have that on there.
No.
We don't stand for much, but we do stand for the truth.
Exactly.
That's why I think that's one thing we can all.
We SOB around here.
I would say we do stand on business.
We stand on our bets.
We're standing on business too.
All right, Matt, you got anything for us?
Oh, yeah, Tony, I got some for you.
Well done.
Never worry about the problem. I worry about the solution. Shaquille O'Neal. Basketball
great. Thank you, Shaq. Basketball what?
Basketball great.
Okay.
Basketball great.
DJ great.
Business owner great.
Phenomenal.
Talking about basketball, great.
Yep.
Just an all-time great at everything.
JCPenney, ever heard of it?
Printers.
Yeah. Elvis Presley, ever heard of him?
Ink cartridges.
Marilyn Monroe
Pizza Hut. Or no Papa John's.
Brooks Brothers.
Shaq-roni.
Brooks Brothers.
Forever 21.
Forever 21.
Shaq owns them all. Look, take a look at it.
155 Five Guys locations. Look it up.
Fuck yeah.
Good luck.
God bless.
Power.
Nah.